Hey, welcome everybody to V Nation Podcast Show. This is your host, Louis V. In the next couple of weeks, I am going to be taking you on a journey to the 2018 NFL Draft, being held April 26th to 28th in Arlington, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to be going over team needs, who they should draft, who are they going to draft. And then I'm going to do a wrap-up show on after the draft on, you know, grades and how I think your teams did. So without further ado, let's get to it. Now stop me if you've heard this before, but the first pick in the draft belonged to the Cleveland Browns. Yep, Cleveland Browns, here you are again, back with the number one pick. Are you going to mess this one up? Hopefully not. Hopefully you're going to listen to me and we'll get you in the right direction. All right, Cleveland is led by head coach Hugh Jackson. Hugh Jackson is a good coach. I'm glad you guys did not fire him. He is somebody who is going to turn this program around, okay? Turn this team around. You just got to believe in him and give him time. Realize who you are, Cleveland, and just realize what it's going to take to get a winning team back together, okay? So what you need to do is keep Hugh Jackson. In the words of the 76ers, trust the process, okay? Just keep him around, okay? You were 24th total offense last year, 18th running the ball, 22nd passing the ball. Your defense is actually not that bad. Your defense is 14th in the league, so right in the middle of the pack. And then your run defense was 7th in the league, and your pass defense was 19th. Some team needs for the Cleveland Browns. Quarterback, of course. You had DeShone Kizer. I do believe I didn't understand the hype last year on DeShone Kizer, why he was rated so high, why you guys picked him so high. I just didn't understand it. I definitely reached on that, and it showed. He did show flashes this year of that he can be a quarterback in this league, but I think he can only be a backup quarterback. He can still be in the league 8 to 10 years, just as a backup quarterback. He's not a franchise guy. Okay, running back, you have Isaiah Crowell, who is a free agent, and I don't think you guys are re-signing him. Okay, I don't think you're re-signing him. I think he's gonna want to go to a contender, go to a winning situation. I think New England will be that. So, and you also have Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson, I like a lot. He's tough. He's gritty. He's a good red zone running back. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's good at everything, not really good and not great at anything. Okay, so he's an ideal backup. You need to keep him around. But definitely you need to address the running back situation. Your next situation is O-line. Your offensive line is pretty much intact from what I can see, except for your right tackle situation. Sean Coleman struggled last year. And you need to just get rid of him and replace him with somebody this offseason. Cornerback. You've got McCourty and Calhoun, who are at their absolute best. Those guys are number two cornerback, okay? You're not going to ask either one of them to chase down the number one wide receivers on the other team and expect them to come out on top, okay? McCourty is up there in age. He was with Tennessee for most of his career, which I know him very well from. They tried him as a number one cornerback, and he failed miserably. All right, that's just not who he is. And Calhoun is young. Maybe he can turn it around, but I just don't see that in him. So you just need to address your cornerback situation and your linebackers. Linebackers are really good against the run, but you need linebackers in this defense, especially in this league, who can cover these athletic tight ends, who can cover these running backs out of the backfield. You don't have that on your roster right now, and you need to address that, Cleveland. So without further ado, the number one pick for the Cleveland Browns, in my opinion, needs to be Saquon Barkley. Okay. I know what you're saying. I know we need a quarterback. We need our franchise quarterback. I get that. I understand that. But don't forget, you still have a number four pick. Okay. Saquon Barkley is by far the best player coming out in this draft. Okay. By far, and it's not even close. This dude is incredible. I looked at all his tape this year. This dude is quick. He can go inside. He can go outside. He is tough to tackle. You can't arm tackle him. He's an every down back. He can block. He can catch out of the backfield. You can put him in a slot and he can catch there. He's incredible. Overall, I think he is the best running back that has come out in the NFL draft in at least a decade, okay? And that's including the Ezekiel Elliotts, the guy, I can't think of his name right now, that came out of Jacksonville last year. All the running backs that come out lately, he is by far the best one. Don't mess this up. Don't mess this up, Cleveland. You need to choose Saquon Barkley. All right, number two, moving on. Picking number two is the New York Football Giants. The Giants were in the news last year for all the wrong reasons, okay? Started off with injuries, right? I mean, you guys had injuries like at least two every week throughout the whole season, okay? McAdoo was a bust. He just tore that locker room up. You have reports coming out of that locker room saying nobody liked him. Then you had the whole Eli Manning fiasco. That was handled incredibly crazy. Then the odd Eli Apple situation where his parents are getting a divorce and he's so depressed and is bringing it to the locker room. And I don't know what was going on in New York, but it looks like you're working on that and you're fixing that. You did hire a new coach, Pat Shurmur, who I like a lot, is definitely going to turn this around, okay? Last year, you were 21st in total offense, 26th running the ball, and 19th passing the ball. 31st in total defense was absolutely horrible, and that's just not New York Giant football. Run defense is 27th in the league, and your pass defense was 31st in the league. So just lots of help you need up and down that roster. You need to address your offensive line situation. You've got Pug and Richburg both heading into free agency. I think maybe you'll sign one of those. But either way, you need to retool this offensive line. And then, of course, quarterback, Eli Manning. What are you guys doing for the future? What is your plan, New York Giants? What is your plan? Eli Manning has got maybe 2 years tops left, I think. So you need to address that. Running back you need to address. Orleans Darkwood was your leading rusher. I say again, Orleans Darkwood was your leading rusher. And he's a free agent this year. So running back position is something you need to look into. Linebackers, you had B.J. Goodson, who was a good good linebacker when he's on the field. Can he stay healthy? Okay, and your outside linebackers, you need to replace them. And your defensive back situation, Cromartie, I think he's on his way out. He's doing reality TV. I think he's got like four kids on the way on top of his other 26 that he has. I think he's looking for the future, and I think it's time for you to look for the future. And what are you doing with Eli Apple? What are you doing with that? Are you trading him? You gonna keep that cancer in the locker room? Are you gonna hope Pat Shurmur can turn that around? I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. Something you need to address and think about. So with the second pick, I've got the New York Football Giants selecting Josh Rosen, quarterback, UCLA. This is my thinking behind this. You are picking number two in the draft. I don't believe you're a team that's going to pick this high again. Okay? So I am thinking more of the San Antonio Spurs when they picked Tim Duncan kind of thing. You need to take advantage of it while you have it. You need to get your quarterback of the future. And here it is in Josh Rosen. You have plenty of other needs, obviously, but you need a quarterback for the future. And here you have Eli Manning 2.0, okay? Josh Rosen. He is your ideal height and weight for the position. He's the best pure passer out of all the quarterbacks in this draft, okay? He's got a good enough arm to throw deep. He's got touch. He's got great ball placement. There's two questions I've got of him as far as quarterbacking. Is when he gets pressure, he looks horrible. Not even kind of good. He looks horrible when he gets under pressure. So that is something you need to work on. And I think, like I said earlier, I think you've got a good 2 years under Eli Manning before you have to start him. So you got 2 years to work with him. And then he's got questionable leadership. I've read a lot of stuff. I don't know him, of course, personally, but everything that I've read questions his leadership capabilities. Do his teammates really like him? There's questions of him being coachable. He's kind of got a big head, what I've been told and what I've read. So that's definitely something that you need to address, and he needs to get figured out during the interview process this week at the combine and also at the individual team workouts. So I've got Josh Rosen again, quarterback UCLA to the New York Giants. Moving on with the third pick, we have the Indianapolis Colts. Okay, Indianapolis Colts are being led by Josh Matthews. No, not Matthews. What is that guy? No, Frank Reich. I'm sorry. It was gonna be him, but then it wasn't gonna be him. Then it was gonna be him. I don't know. I don't know what happened with that situation. But you got hosed, Indianapolis. You got hosed. And I think it's you've got Tom Brady to blame for that. Whatever Tom Brady wants, Tom Brady gets, and he wanted him to be his offensive coordinator and head coach in waiting at New England. So now you're left with Frank Reich, who came out of nowhere. He was the offensive coordinator for the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not sure about him as a coach. Only time would tell, okay? But I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Last year, total offense was 31st. Of course, that had a lot to do with Andrew Luck being out the whole year. Your run offense was 22nd. Your pass offense was 30th. Total defense was 30th. It was horrible. Your run defense was 26th, and your pass defense was 28th. You obviously need to work on that. Team needs. Offensive line. Costanzo is the only true starter you have on your team. Everybody else on that line, I don't believe, could start anywhere else. You've been avoiding fixing this situation for years. It has cost you your quarterback for this past year with the shoulder surgery. You need to start looking into this offensive line, okay? Other need is inside linebacker. Went over how bad the defense was. Well, Antonio Morrison graded out as the worst player on defense, okay? So you obviously need to address the situation. Are you going to bring John Bostic back? He is a free agent this year, and he can fill that slot. I like him a lot better than I like Morrison. So, wide receiver is something else you need to address. After T.Y. Hilton, I mean, who do you have? You've got Jack Doyle, tight end, who's your number two. But you don't really have anything else at wide receiver position. And then running back, you have Marlon Mack. All right, I don't think you're going to keep Frank Gore. Everything that I've read and seen doesn't look like Frank Gore is going to be there. Which is okay. Marlon Mack was a diamond in the rough last year. He looked really good. He could be a solid starter. He's quick. He can get out the outside really fast. He's really good with screens. From a couple of games that I've seen him, he stood out. But he's going to need somebody to back him up. So running back is definitely a position, especially if you're not re-signing Frank Gore. Running back is a position you need to look at this offseason. So, with all that being said, my pick for the Indianapolis Colts is kind of a reach here. I understand that, but I am going with team needs, right? And what I think you should do. And with the third pick, I have the Indianapolis Colts picking Quentin Nelson, guard for Notre Dame. Now, I realize this is kind of high to pick a guard. Okay, so if you need to trade down, add some picks. But you need to get Quentin Nelson on your team. Quentin Nelson is a monster, all right? He is a man among boys in every tape that I've seen of his. Just killing folks left and right on that line. He's got all pro written all over him, okay, for years and years to come. He's a excellent, excellent run blocker. Okay, he just kills. He gets to that second level with ease and hammers linebackers when he gets there. Defensive linemen don't know what hit him. This guy is just awesome, man. He is number two on my big board as far as total talent behind Saquon Barkley. His pass blocking is not as good as at his run blocking, but that's only because his run blocking is so excellent. Okay, but this guy, like I said, has all pro written all over him. He needs to be your pick. This is something that you need to have on your offensive line, especially if you're having Andrew Luck come back this year. You need to get him help. You need to make sure that he feels safe, and with Quentin Nelson on that line, he will feel safe. Okay, all right, moving on to the number four pick, and here we go again. Number four, you have the Cleveland Browns. So I believe got this pick from Houston. So again, they were 24th on offense, 18th in run offense, 22nd in passing. Total defense was 14th, 7th against the run, 19th against the pass. Knees, I'm gonna go through those real quick. I already gone over them. Quarterback, you had DeShone Kizer, didn't work out too well. Running back, Isaiah Correll is going to be leaving for free agency. You need to replace your right tackle, Sean Coleman, who struggled a lot. I'm not sure if you really have a number one cornerback. You need to figure that out. And linebackers, particularly a linebacker who can cover, okay, and get into pass coverage. So with all that said and done, here you go. Here's your franchise quarterback with the fourth pick. And it is Josh Allen, quarterback of Wyoming. Okay. Now, I realize a lot of people have Sam Darnold ahead of Josh Allen. I just think Josh Allen is the better fit for the Cleveland Browns. And let me tell you why. First off, and most important, he's already come out and said that he wants to play for Cleveland. Okay. He wants to turn that franchise around. And you need a quarterback like that with that kind of mentality coming in. Okay. He has got the biggest arm I have seen in years. Okay. Kind of Brett Favre-ish. Saw a video that came out last week of him kneeling at the 50-yard line and just throwing the ball and hitting the goalpost. That is crazy. Okay. His arm is ridiculous. Okay. Not only that, but he can run the ball if need be. If he gets pressured, he will run the ball and he will get you yards. He doesn't look like it, but every tape that I've seen, he's able to escape pressure. He's able to get yards. He's not afraid of contact. He will run over defenders, okay? He's a strong guy. Like I said, he can run the rock. His arm is crazy. The only thing that I see wrong with him is he relies on that strong arm too much, right? He thinks he can get fit that ball into any situation, and that kind of gets him in trouble. He does have problems with touch throws, But I think Hugh Jackson can help him out with that and get that. He's the right offensive mind for a Josh Allen coming in. So there you go, Cleveland. There's your quarterback of the future, Josh Allen, quarterback out of Wyoming. All right, and for the last pick that I'll be going over in this episode of V Nation Podcast, I've got the number 5 pick belonging to the Denver Broncos, okay? Denver Broncos are led by Vance Joseph, who was a rookie coach last year. Didn't have a very good productive year, but I'm not sure that's Vance Joseph's fault. He didn't have a really good hand that he was dealt with. His offense was horrible, and I blame that on John Elway, honestly, of not addressing this quarterback situation sooner than later. You're 17th in total offense, 12th in the run, 20th in the pass. Your defense is a monster like it's been for years. Third in total defense, 5th in running run defense, and 4th in passing defense. Going over team needs, of course, number 1 is quarterback. The old adage saying, if you have 3, that means you don't have 1. If you have 3 quarterbacks that you're cycling through, and you cycle through them 2 times throughout the season, you have a problem at the quarterback position. You went through Paxton Lynch, Trevor Siemian, Brock Osweiler. Then that didn't work, so you decided to go through Paxton Lynch, Trevor Siemian, and Brock Osweiler, and that still didn't work. And I blame all this on John Elway for not addressing that situation when he should have. Another need is offensive tackle. He had Bowles last year, who was not really impressive as a rookie. But he was a rookie, so you kind of give him a little bit of slack for that. But he needs, I would give him another shot this year with a short leash, though. And then you have Watson at the other tackle. Honestly, you had a revolving door at the other tackle position. So I think you can go ahead and let Watson go. The revolving door ended with, and you guys help me out with this name, Quan Digio, I think his name is, which actually did pretty well when he got the opportunity. I'm just not sure he's a starting right tackle in this league. He's a good sub in. He should probably be your number 1 offensive line sub, but definitely need to look at those tackle positions heavily this year in the offseason. And then you had your left guard, Garcia. Man, he's had so many chances for this team. And he has not performed once. It is time to move on from Garcia and let him go. And then another situation you need to address is your linebacker situation. Brandon Marshall, who's an excellent linebacker, is the only one you have under contract. Who are you going to re-sign? Who are you not going to re-sign? Who are you going to go get? Something you need to address. So with the 5th pick, I have the Denver Broncos going Sam Darnold, quarterback, USC. Okay. It is time to address this situation, John Elway. You need to get Sam Darnold. He's sturdy. His frame is good. Exactly what you want to see. His height and weight, exactly what you want to see in a quarterback. He can read defenses. He can, he's got enough of a big arm to make different kind of throws. He's got touch in his throws. He does need to do a better job of keeping both hands on the ball, in the pocket and out of the pocket. He had, I believe it was 22 turnovers last year with interceptions and fumbles. He should be your quarterback of the future, Denver. If he's there, you need to take him. He's got a strong pocket presence. He can handle pressure. He doesn't freak out under pressure like Rosen does. He knows how to scoot left, scoot right, move up in the pocket, move out in the pocket. He keeps his frame. You know, he doesn't mess around with his mechanics when he does so. He is sometimes inconsistent with his throws, which I don't like. And a lot of his plays last year, a lot of his yards came off of screen plays and short plays. But it's not necessarily a bad thing, but just something to look into. So, once again, Denver Broncos select Sam Darnold, quarterback from USC. Okay. All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed my first five picks here at the V Nation Podcast. Be on the lookout to going over the next five picks within a day or two. If you have any questions, if you want to hit me up, if you're a fan of one of these teams and want to hit me up, feel free to email me at sgtv135@yahoo.com. I will gladly answer any questions. If you don't agree with me, we can go over that, and we'll go over that in my next episode. So once again, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Be on the lookout for my next episode. And this is Louis V, V Nation Podcast Show, and we're out. You know, man.